Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Next Thursday night, week from tonight, December 8th, I'll be hosting a town hall meeting on public school choice with New York City Schools Chancellor Dennis Walcott. It's part of WNYC's School Book Project. This is a free town hall meeting at the Pratt Institute, but we do require an RSVP, which you can do on the events page at WNYC.org. Then hope to see you next Thursday night, December 8th, for our town hall meeting in Brooklyn with Chancellor Walcott. And remember, coming up in 20 minutes, we will have some fun talking to the author of a new book about color schemes, Pantone color schemes through the 20th century. We're actually going to look at the history of America in the 20th century as seen through the design schemes, the color schemes of choice. And we have a Name That Decade color scheme quiz on our website right now. So go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and see if you can name that decade through which colors were popular. And we'll talk about it in about 15 minutes. But yesterday on the show, we discussed an unfolding legal battle between the New York City Council and Mayor Bloomberg over a proposed new policy for homeless shelters. Remember? Today, we're turning our attention to a different legal tussle over shelter in Ocean County, New Jersey, where the residents of a tent city just outside of Lakewood Township are facing eviction. The Tent City, a homeless encampment founded in 2006, sits on public land and serves as an alternative to a homeless community because the county and township do not offer homeless shelters. The legal battle now will determine whether Tent City can stay and whether public officials have a responsibility to provide shelter to the homeless. Joining me now is Steve Brigham, who founded the encampment. He's also a minister with Lakewood Outreach Ministry. Minister Steve Brigham, welcome to WNYC.
Yeah, hello, Brian. Hello.
Thank you for coming on. And please tell us about the Tent City and who lives there. What does it look like? How big is it?
Well, it's quite big land-wise. It covers about 7 acres, and it's about 70 individuals and about 25% female, and of course the rest male.
And how do you get food? Is there plumbing? Is there electricity? How does this work?
There is no plumbing. The only electricity is a couple of generators in the camp. So there's no outside. We're totally off the grid as far as amenities coming from the outside.
Listeners, we have a link on our show page to photographs of the camp. You can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to see the photographs of the Tent City outside Lakewood Township in New Jersey. And while you're there, you can take the Name That Decade Color Schemes quiz. But what do you do in the winter?
Well, we've used to do propane heaters for heat. And since the price of propane is tied to the price of gasoline, it's been too expensive for us to use. So we've switched over to wood stoves, something sustainable.
And listeners, we have a few minutes for your phone calls. Whether you have a question for Steve Brigham or the attorney for the Tent City, Jeff Wild, who'll be joining us in a moment, or whether you're familiar with the situation in Ocean County or with homeless encampments elsewhere, you can give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And as always, our comments page is open at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. This Tent City started in 2005, 2006. What were the homeless doing before in the Lakewood area?
Well, a lot were sleeping in automobiles and sleeping under tarps, and they were just scattered around Ocean County, sleeping in little camps hidden away in the woods under the radar.
And I gather this isn't the only homeless encampment in the area.
No, there's other smaller camps throughout Ocean County.
There's a section on your website, tentcitynj.org, advertising skilled workers from Tent City who are available for hire. I don't know if you're the only homeless encampment with a website, but what kinds of skills are available for hire?
Well, a lot of the people that are in the camp now have just lost their jobs because of downsizing or outsourcing or the building industry. So we've got some builders in the camp, some carpenters, some masons. So you've got some very skilled workers.
do I understand correctly that you decided to move to the tent city yourself, even though you weren't homeless?
Well, 2 years ago, there was a woman by the name of Cindy. She was 73 years old, and she gave me a call and said she'd lost her housing and needed a place to stay. So she came into Tent City, and I said to myself, there's no way that a 73-year-old woman is going to stay in Tent City without me setting up a tent next to her. So that's when I moved in 2 years ago.
And 2 weeks ago, there was a protest, a march from the Tent City into the township of Lakewood with over 200 people. What were you saying with that protest?
Well, it was a demonstration, rally, demonstration, candlelight vigil. What we were saying is that people have suffered in Lakewood and Ocean County. People have died sleeping in cars, freezing to death. They've lost limbs from amputation because of frostbite. People have died from pneumonia, sleeping in cars. So people have suffered in the past. So we are, you know, it was kind of a candlelight vigil in remembering of in remembrance of the people that have suffered and died because of no shelter in Ocean County, and trying to bring awareness to everyone that we definitely need a shelter.
Well, also joining us now is Jeff Wild, your attorney with the firm Lowenstein and Sandler. Mr. Wild, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
As we talk about the homeless people's tent city in the Lakewood, New Jersey area on WNYC, Mr. Wild, the legal issues here seem to hinge on the right to shelter. Can you explain how Ocean County and Lakewood compare to the rest of New Jersey and to New York City, for that matter, in that regard?
Sure. Everybody knows when you go in New York, you will see homeless people. And for the most part, because there is a well-recognized right to shelter in New York, the people may have mental illness or maybe they don't want to get help. And that's turned into a stereotype of the homeless. But in New Jersey, it's a very different situation. In New Jersey, it's the kind of people Minister Steve was just describing, the people who were laid off from Walmart or who lost their business and were in a Chapter 11. And what we are contending in New Jersey is that, yes, there is a right of every person to emergency shelter, that if your worst nightmare comes true, everybody's worst nightmare, you lose your job, you can't make rent, you don't have to take your family and live in a box or live in a car. The government, you always see on the police cars, to serve and protect. We believe the first obligation of Ocean County and of all government is to take in people. In Haiti, we didn't think twice when we rushed there with the Red Cross, and we put up tents when they were homeless after an earthquake. But here in Lakewood, New Jersey, they're trying to forcibly tear down the tents in the middle of winter, and we think that's wrong, and we think that the law says there is a right to shelter that's gone on for years. But Ocean County, instead of honoring that, every single day, including winter days, turns away men and women and children. And you have to go there and see it with your own eyes to see them when the office closes on a cold winter night and they're there in the parking lot. And we can do better than that.
And there is an attempt to evict the people from the homeless encampment and shut it down. And here's a clip of State Senator Robert Singer speaking last year to NJ.com. He, at the time of this recording, was the mayor of Lakewood.
It is a dangerous situation. It's a fire hazard situation. A gentleman has died out there. There are other residents around there that have homes there that are afraid of that. We're going to offer opportunities to everyone out there, support them, help them. But at the end of the day, if they refuse all that and they have the right to do so, I'm going to remove them from my woods. Every one of those individuals can sleep someplace tonight. The only problem is, if you're an addict, you must get into a program. If you have mental health problems, you have to be into a program. They're refusing to do so. They can't remain in my woods, in tents, in teepees, with fires, propane heaters, with stoves. If you want to live in the woods, that's all well and good, but you're not going to do it on our township land.
Former Lakewood mayor and current state senator Robert Singer. And Minister Brigham, he said, we're going to offer opportunities for shelter to everyone out there. So is that not the case? He's saying, don't live in my woods on public land with fires, propanes. I know you had a propane explosion there. Or maybe that was a different camp, forgive me. But there was... But he's saying there are other opportunities that the county or the town would offer.
Well, we've been waiting for 5 years now for that housing to appear, and it hasn't materialized. Of course, it's not Mr. Singer's woods. It's public land. It belongs to the public. It belongs to the residents of Lakewood. And so, since the homeless have no other options in Tent City, they've got a right to access this land.
As an attorney, Mr. Weil, is there a constitutional basis for any kind of argument here? You know, certainly the talk shows all over America debate whether health care is a right as they look at the Obama health reform program and whether health care should be seen as a right, some kind of health insurance or health care. What about shelter? If it is a right in New York and isn't a right in Ocean County, is it just a matter of changing public opinion, or do you think there's something in the New Jersey Constitution or maybe even the United States Constitution that defines some provision for basic shelter, if you have none on your own, a right?
Absolutely. Everybody knows the U.S. Constitution, but not everybody knows the New Jersey Constitution. And it says in its very first section that all persons have certain natural and unalienable rights, including the right to defend life and to pursue and obtain safety. I agree that it's dangerous to have homeless people, but it is not Tent City that's the danger. It's the danger when you turn people away in the middle of the winter and the rain and the snow. With all due respect to Senator Singer, the only people who believe that the people in Tent City are lazy or that they're not getting help are people who have not gone to that intersection of Cedar Bridge Road and Clover Street in Lakewood and walked down that dirt path and talked to those people. There is not one person there who is lazy. Every one of them is out there hustling, trying to get a job. There is nobody there who is very much different than your friends, my friends, and our family. And with a little bad luck, we'd be in the exact same place.
Here's Stephen from Lakewood calling in. Stephen, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
I serve a Reformed Jewish congregation here in Lakewood, and we're just a couple of miles from the Tent City. We became involved through the efforts of Mr. Wild, with whom you're speaking, and Reverend Stephen Brigham, first in collecting food and other necessities, advocacy, the rally. But I wanted to point it out that a couple of years ago, before litigation, New Jersey state government gave all its counties a tool to collect money, fees from, I think, filing some kind of document for real estate. Anyway, to collect money from those fees to establish homeless programs and or a shelter. And Ocean County very sadly declined to do so. They defended that, and yet they continue to waste so much of our tax dollars on really just Band-Aids, housing homeless families in motels for just a period of time. And then it runs out, and they're still without a home. Nothing's been accomplished.
Rabbi, you said you're a rabbi in the in a Reform
yes.
congregation. I know there's a big Orthodox population in Lakewood.
There is.
Is this relevant to them?
I believe so. At the rally, I noticed so many, the whole cross-section of the community was there. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, Jews from my congregation, conservative, and the Orthodox community as well.
All right, Stephen.
So I think this matters to them.
Thank you for calling in. Before we run out of time, Minister Brigham, this situation is a little reminiscent of the situation in Zuccotti Park and the other Occupy movement sites around the country where city governments are contesting the protesters' right to occupy public spaces for extended periods of time. You've had this as a homeless encampment since 2006, so it was before what we consider the beginning of the financial crisis or the Great Recession, certainly long before Occupy. But is there a parallel that you and the other residents of Tent City have thought about or not really?
Yes, Brian. This is, of course, everyone in Tent City is here out of necessity. But I view Tent City as a living demonstration of the need for affordable housing, the need for shelter, the need for affordable housing in this area. So, in that everybody is here out of necessity, it's not like the Occupy Wall Street movement, but in that we're here, you know, demonstrating the need for things. We've got a likeness there to the movement.
And before you go, Attorney Wild, I gather there was a court date set for tomorrow, which has been pushed back now to January 6th. What happens, since you worried about eviction, if the camp is dismantled in the middle of the winter? Where will the 70 or so residents go? Did we lose Jeff Wild? Well, Jeff, now you're back on. Sorry.
Yeah, can you hear me now,
Yes,
Brian?
We can. Sorry.
Yeah, the scary answer to that question is I don't know. And when my clients ask that question, what happens if we lose on January 6th? What if Lakewood gets the right to shut down our housing of last resort? What are we going to do here? We hope that this will never happen. It's a public hearing on January 6th. Everyone is welcome to attend. And just following up on the point you were just talking about, Zuccotti Park, this is related in my view. Lakewood is really the ground zero of the financial crisis. It's not the stock market dropping. It's not your 401k dropping. It's not even getting laid off. It's the worst case scenario when you lose your job and then you can't get another job and then you lose your house. And so for the same reasons that they're protesting on Wall Street, very similar reasons, I think actually very focused reasons, are the subject of the demonstrations and what's going on in the middle of the woods in New Jersey.
Jeff Wild, attorney for Minister Stephen Brigham, founder of the Tent City for about 70 homeless people in Lakewood, New Jersey. We'll see what happens in court with that attempt to evict the people in the encampment. Thank you both very much for coming on with us.
Thank you for caring.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, a history of America in the 20th century through Pantone color schemes, and take the Name That Decade color scheme quiz on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.